Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Latwan Le Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Morondoy, Coretta visited Ignatius at his office and tried to apprise him of Simon's strategy. He, however, summoned the guard to evict her, which Patsy witnessed. Myrtle visited Simon, and they were discussing the upcoming local government elections when Patsy arrived, so Myrtle hid in the guest room. Patsy related to Simon the incident she had witnessed earlier. Simon immediately visited Coretta and told her that he wanted her to return half of the advance he had paid her, as she was in love with his enemy, Ignatius. She asked for time, as she had already spent the money, but he demanded immediate payment. As we return, Ignatius is on the phone with Coretta.
Coretta, I have no money to lend you. Do not call my phone again.
Wait, she's still calling you?
Did you hear the part when I asked her to stop calling me?
Yes, but why is she still calling you?
Shelley, I am not in the mood.
Look, why don't you just block your number?
You are not going to tell me what to do.
Look, I don't like this Ignatius.
Don't like what?
Coretta think that she could call you at any time.
Well, why don't you go and deal with her? Let her drag your weave off again.
Wow.
Wow what?
I thought I'd married the better man.
And who you discovered you married?
I don't know what's going on with you. But suddenly, me and liking this Ignatius. You turn into the beast you used to be before.
Well, you know what? You will just have to deal with it.
Ignatius? Oh, you could be so cold to me, eh? I love you.
I love you too, babes. But right now, you're sounding weak. And I hate any sign of weakness. The woman by my side has to be just as much of a beast as I am.
I don't know how much longer I could put up with this.
So what are you saying?
I did not sign up for this.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I think we need a break.
And by needing a break, what do you mean?
I just want to go back by my family house and chill out a little bit. What's so funny about her?
You're a very funny person.
Oh, so everything is a joke to you? Look, I'm going to pack up me a couple of things, yeah?
Shelly.
What?
You are not leaving this house.
Wait, is who you really think you're talking
to? I said you are not leaving this house.
Wait, like you're going to tie me down?
I did not marry you for you to walk out of my house and embarrass me. You must be a mad woman.
And you are just as mad as me. I'm going to pack.
Shelly.
What?
You want to leave? You really want to leave?
I ain't ever with distress no more. I'm here falling out because I taking on a man. If I'm a best friend, I want nothing to do with me. I didn't sign up for this.
Good. All right. You want to leave? Then leave.
Thank you.
But hear what? You're going to have to take off everything you're wearing and leave it. Give me back my house keys and the keys for the BMW. Give me all your bank cards and any cash you have on you.
Are you serious?
You said you didn't sign up for this. So I'm not going to force you to have any remnants of this lifestyle.
Ignatius, you can't be serious.
Do I look like I'm smiling?
I was just gonna leave for a couple of days, not forever.
Any leaving? Do not leave with anything I bought or paid for or give to you. I guess that means you will live here naked. Since when we got married, I give you a brand new wardrobe and opened those accounts for you and bought you that car.
Well, I tell you.
I expect lunch when I get back.
Well, yes. Shelly, you know me where you're going.
Mala? Anil? Me too happy to see you.
Yeah, Daddy.
Happy to see you too, Dad.
Oh. Me feel so sorry for you, Mala. Me can see how you are punished. Come sit down.
I alright, man. Less than a month more to go.
That look like one little calf you make there, though.
The last appointment, she was measuring 7 pounds.
You see what I say? And you still got about 3 more weeks
for
go?
I can't wait for see my baby girl.
And me can't wait for see my grandbaby. Me go spile she good.
Where's mommy?
Baby? Baby? Them picnic come?
So, everything alright with y'all?
What am I going to say, son? We're doing the best we can.
Anil?
Hey, mommy. Me and Malo come for see y'all.
Oh, me happy for see you, my son.
Hi, Miss Baby.
Girl, you sure you shouldn't lie down home and rest? Watch the belly.
The doctor said the more I walk, the better for me.
Yes, man. You know, the exercise is good for she and the baby.
All right. Are you hungry?
Yes, I am.
Well, come now, me got dal and rice and mutton curry.
Oh, gosh, lovely.
All we need is a cool glass of swank for curry dung, though.
Is who this? Ignatius?
Miss Bibi, is in the curry you use, right?
What other curry me go use?
Ignatius?
Sonny?
What's up?
I am calling to talk village council business.
All right, what going on?
The village chairman. I am concerned about what is going on in his personal life and his ability to effectively continue in leadership.
Look, I don't know what's going on in James' life. And frankly, it's not me business. As far as I can see, he has been doing his job.
Sonny, you know as councillors we have an obligation to provide leadership by example. Article 74 of the Constitution states that it is our duty as councillors to provide leadership by example.
Correct. But which councillor could throw stones, eh? All we got some fault. We're not supposed to award contracts for personal gains. But Ignatius, you can't say your record is clean where that is concerned.
Look, we are not discussing my past.
We are also not supposed to award contracts to relatives and friends or accept gifts. Favors or money that can be reasonably assumed to be offered because of the councillor's position of influence.
Just as well as you do.
I know. My point is none of we can throw stones. And if we can look at James, we got to look at all them other councillors.
Well, you know, when I become village chairman, we will have no such nonsense. No councillors will be soliciting benefits from individuals or organizations in exchange for influencing decisions.
You got a good plan. But you can see what them councillors doing day and night. They ain't supposed to use inside information about the council's decisions for private gains either. Well, how are you going to prove if anybody slip up? Eh? How are you going to prove that?
Oh, I have my ways.
Look, we village chairman might not be perfect. I know he got a lot going on in his personal life.
I'm hearing rumors about a divorce.
I don't know any of that to be true. But just like James in perfect, none of the councillors perfect either. Most of we were learning on the job.
That's true.
And we might not have done the best, but we made a good effort. For one, nobody mismanaged the council's finance. You never hear about any councils using council finance or other resources for personal use or making unnecessary trips at the council's expense. I never heard anybody making any false expense claim either.
That's true. As a council, I think we have avoided those pitfalls. But I don't know what kind of relationship the village chairman has with Catalina Lewis. But it raises a red flag.
I don't know that them two people got any relationship beyond what we see on the councils.
Well, the rumors are saying otherwise.
The rumors talking about you too, Ignatius. People always say that you use threats to influence the actions and decisions of others. It's true?
Look, people can say whatever they want about me. My concern right now is about our leadership.
Look, it's a few months to local government election. I don't think you have anything to worry about. I don't think James is running again.
When people are coming, you never know what they will do.
Look, Ignatius, my family waiting on me to have lunch. I got to go. All right?
All right. We will speak later.
Mommy, that was a proper dal and rice and mutton curry. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Indy curry is the best. Look, you can't stop Bihari.
True.
Me glad you enjoy the food. Suni supposed to come later.
Oh, I ain't see she in a while.
You can stay and wait for Sishi.
Nah, Malaga for go home and rest.
Nah, man, she can lay down right here, man.
Nah, we got special pillows and so home for sure.
Yes, I just got to support his belly a certain way when I'm sleeping in the night now.
I saw when you're near for get baby.
Yes, Miss Bibi. When I be pregnant with the twins, it was the same.
Oh, them pick near do, yeah?
They good, you know. Them come and spend the weekend with me and Anil last week.
Yeah, nice turn, man.
Them and the father going to Canada.
For stay?
Yes.
So you and Anil go got picnic live overseas?
Yes, the father promised that he can send them down every school holiday to see me. I hope that he keep his word.
Yes, me hope so too.
Everything gonna be alright, babes. The main thing is that we got a little girl coming. And I know she gonna totally make we stop missing we other children. But at least, she gonna comfort we along the way.
Yeah, babes.
And hopefully one day, me son gonna come back, you daughter and son, and all of we gonna be together as one big happy family.
That would be a blessed day.
Well, for now, this is what we got. And we got to enjoy with blessings, my family.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B. B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.